Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards center field. Oliver fields the ball and throws to first. Tote drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Tote. Burnett moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burnett tags and moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Burnett scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver bunts towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Falk reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Brown moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Brown reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Phil Toett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toett is 0-for-1 in the game. Toett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhine hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myatt moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive towards second. Reagan catches it and steps on second to double up Myatt. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Scarrett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Webb reaches second base with a double. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and has Webb trapped. There's the throw to Sewell, who throws to Burnett, who tags Webb for the out. Reagan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-2 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Sweeney pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Sweeney moves to second. Jack Russell pinch runs for Bill Sweeney. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russell scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wes Farrell now pitching. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morris now pitching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burnett. The throw from Hebbing and he is safe. Burnett steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-3 in the game. Rein bunts towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hodapp covering, for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebbing is walked intentionally. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Morris reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. Hebbing moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.